What is life? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Hopping back into this, I have a thing where I don't like when people say, hey, sorry guys, I've been gone for so long, but now I am back. You know, I hate that, but it's so natural to want to apologize. You know what? Life happened. I was lifing. And I'm back, alhamdulillah. This is episode, what? 13? 12? 11? 10? I think it's 12. Oh my god. Probably gonna cut all this out. Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Muna Sheikh Omar from Studio Diaries. Beautiful Light Studios. You know, the vision for Beautiful Light Studios started a long time ago. And yes, I'm driving. It started back in, I think I registered the company in 2017, but I was thinking about Beautiful Light Studios for a very long time. You know when you have an idea, it's an itch. It just itches at you. You're like, what if? What if? And you're like, but I don't know. What if? But I don't know how to do anything, how to function, how to make anything. How do people even get from here to there? I don't know what the path is. And then something gets you to believe. What is this? Oh, what is it about politicians? I don't know. Something about politicians is so hard to be a politician without selling your soul. So sometimes I just, with Ilhan, you just gotta pray for her. The woman at least doesn't support the genocide, you know. She's not taking AIPAC money, that's for sure. At least I hope so. So, what has this life been? One thing I realized after listening to myself and editing these episodes is how often my brain jumps around. You know, this is a natural thing. I don't know. My sister the other day said, you might be a little neurospicy, you know. She said, all my life I thought you were neurotypical, but she said you might be neurospicy. I don't know what that means, neurospicy. I've been scared to do audio storytelling. I've been scared to do anything that, you know, really gives me joy. And it's a weird fear. It's not like a actual fear that's like, I know this is a dangerous situation and I shouldn't be put into it. But it's like this fear of like disappointment. Like I love this thing so much and I feel like if I do it, I'm gonna be disappointed. So let me save and protect myself from that disappointment for as long as possible by not doing it. And the thing is, it's like now I have caught myself on a telescope. Like these days I've been watching myself without judgment really. You know, not judging myself, but just observing the patterns I have and the thought patterns that I have. And it's been so fascinating. It's like illogical things. As much as I pride myself on being logical, it's like illogical in a logical way. It's like this leads to this and therefore leads to this when actually they have nothing to do with each other. But I just have to pause as a person and be like, yo, these two things have nothing to do with each other, Mona. You need to calm down and separate them, unwork them. Like one of the things that I wrote in my journal was I had this association between working hard equals burning out and being taken advantage of. And that conclusion right there was a belief that I have. Does it make any sense? No. Because it makes sense in some capacity of like, yeah. But all I've been calling myself to do is to work harder, work harder, work harder. But it's like, that's not true. What is not true? I have no idea. Here's the thing. It's like half of the time I don't podcast or record myself because I'm like, Am I talking just for the sake of talking? Or am I talking to convey something? And then am I judging myself doing it? Isn't it nice to just be able to rattle without anyone, without any having to filter yourself? You just jump and just talk about anything and then everyone and whatever thoughts occur to your mind in this just free form way and not have to structure it in a way that makes sense or, you know, that's like a story so that it could be attractive and that people listen to it. I love free flow writing. It's where my real stuff pours out. But if I take that and give it to anybody, it's just going to be like, what is this? And that art of like going back and taking things out and you know, crafting it. I've done it for so long that I don't know. I'm having this Benjamin Button moment where I'm like, I'm starting to despise it. In a way. Just now I just want, okay, I know that's important. Yes. Before I would turn on random podcasts and then I would listen to people and half of the time I'm like editing at the same time going like, yeah, you could have taken this part out. Yeah, that was extra. That didn't do much for the point. You know, you really dragged us here, I think. It's just, and my brain just does it automatically. And it's like, now I'm doing it with like, you know, whenever I'm watching anything. But I realized if I just stayed long enough, the annoyance would start to disappear and I would start to fall into this person's habits. Like there's a guy who does a podcast and I kid you not, for the first 10 minutes, he was saying, wow, we are at episode 5. Can you believe it? It's episode 5. We've done 3 and then 4 and then 5. I can't believe we're at episode 5. If you've been listening, and this is like for the first 10 minutes of his podcast. It's just him being, I don't know, appreciating being at episode 5. And at first, I was so annoyed, but because I was in the shower and I was just listening to it, I couldn't turn it off. I couldn't move on. I was like, let me see. But then after a while, I just started to love the fact that he celebrated every single moment. And he was ecstatic that he got to number 5. Where I was, I would get to these huge goals in my life and then I would just be like, yeah, that's nothing. Okay, now that we got it, next. So I'm just realizing that everything has beauty if you just give it enough time to listen to it. And this podcast is such a ingrained reflex in me to be like, I need to produce high quality, yada 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 yada. It needs to be attractive and needs to be drawing the person in. But at the same time, I forget the fact that I created this podcast so that it could be free form speaking that makes no sense. And is in no way crafted. I keep jumping between these two ideas. It's like, I want this, and then I forget that this is what I want, and I end up falling back to my habits, and then I go back, and then I'm like, oh, we're gonna do it again. And it's just this continuous bouncing between, and I used to despise that, like for anything. Like I'd set my mind, and that period of time that it takes for change to fall and for change to happen, I used to despise that. I would be like, I really wish I could just flip the switch and be there automatically. I've said it strongly enough. It should be coursing through my veins now. The passion is there. I should just be able to turn it on. There's a period of time. And that period of time is just ingrained sunnah way of life. There's rules you just cannot skip. You just cannot change. It's just a part of nature. It's just the way the world works, and there's nothing you can do about it. And there's nothing more that proves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists, and that there is a creator, and that there is a system, because there's just these rules that just never change. Where you go, you could be beginning and anywhere in the world. You can even be in outer space. It's just these rules will always be there. It's just the way the life is. What did they say? The most constant thing about life is that the fact that change. You know? And I spent a long time pissed off that the world couldn't be what I wanted it to be. That I almost missed out on the amazing that it is, right? Like, if you really think about it, this life, every moment of it, was crafted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was crafted by the most beautiful, most generous, most subtle, most amazing intellectual being to ever exist. And for us to get stuck on the fact that things don't work the way we want it to do, it's just doing a disservice. So I am here again, even though I said I hate people who jump in. I'm gonna post this unedited, even though there's a part I wanted to take out. And I'm gonna do more of that. I'm gonna do more of these recordings just to learn how to speak freely and how to breathe. That's the purpose of these next 100 episodes. It's just a playground of just what are the thoughts that are running through my head. And is this important enough for you to listen to? Probably not. But it is important to me that I say it. It is important to me that I put it out there. It is important for me to learn this, to allow myself to grow. One thing I have been doing this week is my Nokia. I got a new Nokia, okay? Nokia classic, old school, and I'm looking to transfer to that phone because although this phone is smart, I feel like I feel dumb having it because there's this assumption of accessibility that because I have a smartphone, I have this knowledge in my hand when actually I really don't have anything. And majority of the stuff, like I want to switch from a culture of being notified to a culture of seeking out. I feel like that notification culture just became embedded in me in the sense of like, I now expect to be notified of things rather than having to seek them out, right? If somebody gets an illness in my family, instead of me looking for them and just constantly asking, how are you? What's going on? What's up with you? There's this assumption of like, oh, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you notify me? And it's this culture of like, ease makes me devalue time. And I'm really on this mission of like valuing time and really learning what's the value of the minutes and the hours that I spend, but also the energy that I expend. I want to gain an appreciation for it. So I do need time to slow down. Ease to slow down to really become intentional about the things that I do and the things that I interact with, and to know that this change is most definitely not gonna happen in a split second. It's not gonna happen overnight. It's not gonna happen over a week. It's not gonna happen over a month. It's not gonna happen over 2 months. It's gonna take a long time to do so and to enjoy the process. I think watching my thoughts has been so fascinating, because now I look at myself and I'm like, wow, you really think this? But how about we test out this theory? And then I start to do it. And a theory that I've been testing out is that it's the fact that to feel happy, if you wake up feeling down or exhausted or just you know, not good, you know, it's just a bad day. instead of just accepting it as a day where everything is just going to go wrong, going like, okay, what can I do to improve this day? Start little by little. Okay, drink water, pray, read some Quran, breathe, and then slowly the day starts to transform. And then on the flip side, if after I do all of that and I have a good, like, maybe 4 or 5 hours, and afterwards I start to see the day descend back into whatever it is, maybe I don't have the energy to do everything I did in the morning, at the end of the night to be able to say alhamdulillah for whatever happened in the day. And then the next morning, if I'm up, be like, that was yesterday. I forgive myself for everything that happened yesterday. I seek forgiveness from God for everything that I did yesterday. And yesterday is beyond me now. And there's nothing I could do about yesterday. And so I'm going to let it go with grace. And I'm going to forgive it. And I'm going to be a brand new baby, equipped with knowledge, but not the shame. And just let it go and move on. And that has been a process, I tell you, because I all my life I've been able to push myself to the places I needed to be by shaming myself, or fear of shame, or fear of being a loser, and I'm switching that, and that's taking a process. So step by step, I'm learning how to grow through love rather than shame, and I think that's the more transformational, more lasting growth. It might take a little longer, because love always does, but definitely gonna get there. Thank you for listening to another episode of Studio Diaries. My name is Muna Sheikh Omar, and I'll see you in the next episode, inshallah. Let me read you some Quran to send you off. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا نحمل عليه قتلنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. صدق الله العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.